Yes, now it's 6:30, so we have an interview now with West 7. We have Tom on the phone. Tom, how are you going?
Yeah, pretty good. How are you guys?
Yeah, really good, thanks. That your band's your new single has just been added to the Triple J and Rage rotation, and last year you were nominated for an AIR Award in Heavy, Hard Rock and Punk category. So, yeah, very exciting stuff happening with you guys. And you've just started your tour over the weekend in your hometown of Adelaide. So how was it doing that show?
Oh, it was wild. Like, last time we did a headline tour, we ended with Adelaide, which has kind of always been the biggest show of the tour. And it was just crazy to start off with that. It was great. Like, we played at the Cub, which is, like, place that we all used to go to and watch our favourite bands when we were teenagers, so it's always just, a bit of a awesome but like kind of strange thing.
Yeah, playing it sounds pretty special.
And actually having people be there, you know.
Yeah, it must be great to just get a few in there.
You're
supported by Ace Wazy and the Ghosts on this tour, who are massive risers in the local rock scene. How did that all come about that they would be opening for you on this tour?
Well, we just love them, and then we asked them, and they said yes, and then that's what happened. It was great.
Yeah, pretty straightforward.
Yeah,
they must be a lot of fun to play with.
We haven't played with them yet because they were supposed to be doing SA and WA, but some unforeseen circumstances occurred, and they couldn't do those dates. So we'll see them.
Yeah,
we'll be hanging out with them for the first time on Friday. Yeah,
that'll be heaps of fun, I bet. And now you're signed to the record label Domestic Lala, which is the brainchild of Violent Soho's James Tidwell. How has the support been from Soho and James?
Yeah, absolutely awesome. Like, all the Soho guys are really nice. Whenever we play in Brisbane, like, half the band comes down and they just hang out and have a couple of beers. And I mean, like, Tidwell is the best. He's, like, the absolute nicest guy. You know, it's like one of those things. I remember, like, I actually get paid out about this a lot, but, like, when I was about 18, I went and saw Violent Soho play at Laneway Festival, and they were, like, the first band on, and, like, no one was there. before, like, Covering Chrome and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I loved the band so much, and I was wearing this, like, skin-tight Corona T-shirt. It was, like, the worst thing ever, because my sister just got back from South America and bought it for me. And, like, I have a photo next to him, like, doing a shako or something like that.
I was like the
biggest nerd ever. And then, like, I remember when we signed with him, I was like, hey, man, I got to show you something. I dug up the photo, and I was like, check this out, and he lost it. And then someone sent it to him, and he immediately put it on the Domestic Lala page, and it got, like, 1,000 likes. I was like, fuck, this is...
You'll never live it down.
Yeah, that's so great.
But yeah, it's awesome. He's a great dude. Like, it's nice to meet someone like a hero. And
now it sounds like you're just mates. And now it sounds like, you know, he's more than a hero, he's a mate.
Yeah, that's right. And, like, to realise that, and, like, to meet someone like that that you kind of hold in quite high, like, regard, and they're just a nice, normal person, which is really cool.
That's great. It kind of goes against the saying that you shouldn't meet your idols.
Absolutely, yeah. And, like, there have been people that we've met who have been the opposite, but, like, every single person is violent, so especially Tiz, I just, like, the nicest guys. Couldn't speak more highly of them, yeah.
Oh, lovely. There's seven people in the band. That's quite a lot. Do you ever need to just take a bit of a time out, a bit of alone time, and just kind of peace out?
It's actually interesting because, like, I also play in, like, a three-piece band, and, like, touring with each of those, like, each band is actually interesting because with a three-piece band, you kind of, like, if you get tired of hanging out with someone or someone's getting on your nerves, you don't really have the option of getting away from them because they're the only two other people around.
Yeah, so it's really kind of safety in numbers.
Yeah, so, like, in West Ed, like, if we're we're on tour and like someone annoys you, you can just be like, well, I'm not going to talk to them for the next 2 days. I'll talk to someone else. And then you can chill out and be, and then come back to them a couple of days later and be like, all right, we're cool now.
Yeah, but yeah. Like,
you don't get the, like, with a smaller band, you have, like, those pressures just kind of, like, push up a little bit more just because you can't get away from them.
For sure. You can spread out the angst a bit.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And now it's going to be a pretty massive couple of months for the band. You've just played Big Pineapple recently, and you're on the Yours and Ours festival lineup. And today also, you've been announced on Snow Tunes. Are you looking forward to play those festivals?
Yeah. I've been to Yours and Ours before, and it's one of my favourite festivals in Australia. So many great bands playing. Also, Snow Tunes is going to be sick. I haven't been to the snow since I was in, like, I don't know, like, since I was, like, 16. So I'm pretty keen, I'm almost more keen to just like get in the snow and like go for a snowboard and probably like fall over than actually play. But playing will be good too.
Yeah, surely it can double as like a big snow trip as well though.
I'm sure we can sort of play out.
And with all the shows coming up, there must be some new music released throughout the year maybe?
Yeah, we've got a few things recorded.
Yeah.
We'll keep that to ourselves for now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fair enough.
On the DL. Have been nominated for an AIR Award, as I mentioned earlier. So that must be pretty exciting for you guys. How was that experience?
Pretty surreal, to be honest. Like, I think the first thing I kind of thought was like, wait, that happens to real bands, not us. And then...
Imposter
you know
syndrome.
What I mean? Like, you know, and like, I don't know about the others, but I definitely felt that in a way. I was like, but I'm just me, you know, like, this is just me and my friends.
I'm
like,
not one of those people.
Yeah, but like, it's you know, it's like pretty nice to be recognised for doing something that you just originally started doing because it's fun and you like doing it and you like hanging out with your friends. So it's pretty cool to have someone look at what you're doing and be like, hey, that's good.
Yeah, for sure. You know? And clearly it means it resonates with a lot of people as well, so that must be a really nice feeling.
Yeah, and I think it's, like, very encouraging in terms of, like, you know, like, it makes you feel like what you're doing is worth something to someone. Like, not that that kind of thing makes or breaks that. Like, I think what we'd find value in it regardless of how many people were into it, but, like, it's pretty nice, yeah.
Yeah, very nice.
Now, we're going to be playing your latest single, Tops, in just a moment. And can you tell us a little about the song, Tom?
Sure. Well, I suppose I can't talk too much about the lyrics because I didn't write any of them, but I know that, like, thematically it kind of surrounds ideas of, like, hopelessness and, like, feeling not great when... you should be feeling great and, like, focusing on the negative over the positive. It's cool. I feel like it's like a point into a different direction for us, like, maybe a little bit darker.
Yeah.
Which I'm keen on, which is going to be fun. But, yeah, like, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, great. Oh, well, let's give it a spin. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Tom.
No problem, thank you.
We hope the rest of the tour goes very well.
Cool.
Thanks so much.
Easy. All right, see you later.